When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you, and maybe starting off a little wet, but it's all right. At least it's warm. It's like 50 degrees out there, but it is still a little damp outside, so keep that in mind if you're heading out. Don't wear the suede shoes. Don't wear the, I don't know what other kind of clothing you would wear. That would be bad in the rain, but just don't wear it. But also, we're in that weird kind of in-between where, well, we're getting out of that weird kind of in-between, I should say, where it's cold in the morning and warmer in the afternoon, so you leave the house with a jacket, and then you are sorry you brought that jacket because now you've got to remember it because you're not going to wear it. Thankfully, it seems like we have shaken out of that. At least I did. I didn't wear a jacket today. Left it at home. First time. It's always a good progression in the spring to say, you know what? Not going to bring the jacket today. So we've got some interesting news that came down yesterday from the city of New Bedford that will affect seniors. And I know that this is an important topic for a lot of our listeners because last year when the announcement was made, I was on the 9 to noon shift that Chris McCarthy now covers for South Coast Now. And so I had Mayor Mitchell in each week, and we got phone calls for weeks on the decision to move the programming out of the Buttonwood Senior Center. If you remember, there were changes that needed to be made when it came to adult daycare, well, adult day services. And so they decided to move senior programming to the Brooklawn and Hazelwood Senior Centers. And then the Buttonwood was just for the adult day services. And this caused a lot of issues. People were upset mainly because they were used to going to Buttonwood. A lot of the seniors that live in the Buttonwood area didn't want to have to travel to Hazelwood or Brooklawn. Some didn't have the ability to travel. And so we took phone calls on this for weeks. People were very upset. Now, things have changed. The city has reversed course, and Buttonwood Senior Center is returning. It'll start next month. It'll start May 13th. They'll be moving all the senior programming back to Buttonwood, with activities like bingo, wellness instruction, social gatherings, and educational offerings. So this decision was made because of feedback that they received, because they now have higher staffing levels. And this, I think, is the key phrase in all of this: assessing the current demand for services. And that's something that we heard about when this all went down, was people were calling in and predicting that we would see less enrollment in some of these senior programs if they were in the North End and the South End and not centrally located. And I didn't really think that that would necessarily be the case. I actually thought you're reaching a wider berth of people by placing them at either end instead of making everybody come to the center. But perhaps I underestimated the number of seniors in the West End, because obviously the numbers had an effect. Or it could be that the numbers of those who need the adult day services are such that it's more important to have them in the North End and the South End than centrally located. But the bottom line is, this change is happening. It shows a willingness on the part of the city overall. I mean, this is the Council on Aging, but a willingness of the city overall to say, well, we tried something that we thought was the right move and things have changed and now we're going to make a change. Because I took phone call after phone call for weeks from people who were upset about this. And apparently your voices were heard. It took a year, but your voices were heard. So again, this change goes into effect on May 13th. As such, May 10th will be the last day for services at their current locations. And then May 15th is when they'll actually be only doing senior programming at Buttonwood, while Hazelwood and Brooklawn will have the adult social daycare program. But are you happy about this? Is this what you wanted to have happen? And were you not utilizing these services and now you will? 508-996-0500. And just a note, a couple of things to know about. They're going to be having, like they did last year when they made the change, they had some special luncheons and celebrations and get-togethers. They're going to be doing the same thing. All the adult social daycare participants will have a luncheon at Fort Tabor's Community Center on May 13th. The Buttonwood Senior Center will host a catered lunch and entertainment on May 17th. Reservations are required for both events, and you can call the Council on Aging to reserve your spot. And then it also says that those interested can also stop by the Buttonwood Senior Center that week. So we're talking the week of the 15th, 16th, 17th, you know, that time, and complete a survey of programs or activities they'd be interested in participating in. So this is, again, this is a reversing of course, which is something that we don't often see in city government and services, but that's what we got. 508-996-0500. You can also use App Chat or Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. I also got some more information yesterday regarding how the Dartmouth police plan to handle the carnival, which begins on Thursday. Now, as you remember, yesterday we were talking about this new policy for minors that Fiesta Shows has put in place. I was kind of checking out the comments throughout the course of the day, and it still seems to me a 50-50 split of people who think this is a good idea and then people who think this is a terrible idea. I don't mean to make snap judgments about people based on, you know, their Facebook profile or what have you, but it seems to me like the people who are in favor of this are not people that have multiple kids under the age of 18. They're the ones who are annoyed by people who go to the carnival with multiple kids under the age of 18. Or who are annoyed by teenagers being left unsupervised at something like the Dartmouth Carnival. But the consensus among those with young children was that they hate this idea. And I mean, I get it if you are somebody who has five or six kids and you're a single parent. I can see it being a problem, but if you're a single parent and you have four kids, you can still go. I mean, obviously there's going to be the people who just wanted to drop their kids off or let their kids go on their own. And it turned into a commentary on the way society treats kids today for a lot of people. Oh, you know, when we were kids, we could have hopped on our bikes and ridden 5 miles and gone to the carnival. And as long as we were home by dark, our parents wouldn't have cared. Okay, but the world was different then. Sadly, the world was different then. Things have changed. Also, we've realized that that wasn't always the best thing to do in every case. Some of you should have been supervised. But the idea that, you know, I mean, people were, I wrote the caption for Facebook, you know, or in the lead to the story, you know, you won't be able to just drop your kids off at the carnival. And people are commenting, who would do that? Who would ever do that? Is that really that ridiculous of an idea? Would you not have dropped off a group of 14 or 15-year-old kids to go to the carnival by themselves? I would have done that for my son and his friends. I would have hoped that my parents would have done that for me. I didn't really start hanging out with friends until I was 15. Well, maybe I was 14 when I started. Just had to do with my social circles. I mean, outside of, you know, playing with neighborhood kids. But I didn't start going places with people until I was like 14, 15 years old. So I don't think it's that ridiculous of an idea to think people would want to drop their kids off and go to the mall. In fact, I know that it happens. So I think those are the people that are the most upset. The people that didn't want to have to stand around with their kid for 4 hours while they're at the carnival and now they have to. Even if you're not going to ride any rides or play any games, you're paying $5 to get in, which isn't a big deal. But when you bring a group of people, you know, that was another thing that I saw a lot of complaints about was people saying, well, I don't even go to the carnival because it ends up costing me as much as if I took everybody to Six Flags. I'd rather just do that. And great. If you have the ability to do that, do it. Sure. The carnival's going to open at what, 6 o'clock on Thursday, close at 10? You're going to spend all that money for 4 hours when you could go spend it for an entire day at Six Flags on Saturday? Sure, go do that. Absolutely. The carnival is more for people that can't do that. It's more for people that don't have the ability to drive 2 hours to get to Six Flags. I mean, it's also for people who would go to Six Flags, but can also say, you know what, I'm also going to go to the carnival. But really, the majority of people that go there are people who probably wouldn't be going to Six Flags, or it would be, you know, a big, big plan for them to go to Six Flags. So the changes, you know, I emailed back and forth with the chief of the Dartmouth Police, Brian Levesque, and just wanted to know what the plan was for police presence at the carnival, considering what happened in Weymouth, considering that there have been issues in the Dartmouth Carnival before. Last year, they had a mobile command center at the carnival, and Chief Levesque confirmed that that will be the case again this year for the nights that require it when it's busy enough. This carnival has been plagued by rainy weather in recent years. So there are nights when, you know, I went on a Saturday night when I wrote the story, and there was barely anybody there at 7 o'clock at night because it was misty out, just kind of sprinkling out. So they might not need to have a strong police presence there the whole time, but they'll have a police presence there. And the chief gave me a statement on the minor policy saying it will be Fiesta employees that will enforce that. So police will not have a hand in ejecting people. I mean, obviously, if people get unruly, then the police will step in. But this is all up to the Fiesta Show staff to check IDs for people entering, if that's what they want to do, to ensure that people stay together, and to tell people they have to leave if they're not following the rules. Which makes me wonder how much it will actually be enforced. So all of this could just be something that they're putting in place because they have to for insurance purposes or whatever. But I wouldn't count on that. And I would make a plan to have enough adults for the amount of children that you plan on bringing. 508-996-0500. App chat's open on the WBSM app. Open line voicemails are able to be recorded on the WBSM app. And I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few moments. This song just plays in my head whenever I'm walking anywhere. For some people, it's Staying Alive. You know, they recreate the opening of Saturday Night Fever. For me, it's New York Groove. All right. Well, we'll take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. More of your calls. We'll take your calls. You can start calling 508-996-0500. But that'll be after the news, because right now it is time to go into the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
Four officers are dead after a North Carolina shootout. Trump's hush money trial resumes in New York. And what a new study says about long COVID and mental health.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Four law enforcement officers are dead and at least four others are injured after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper offered his condolences last night to the families of the victims.
It reminds us of the fact that these officers every day when they go out, whether they walk up to a car, whether they serve a warrant, violence can happen to them.
Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings says the officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home on Monday when a suspect opened fire. That suspect was killed, but another person inside the home soon started firing. After the gunfire ended, two others inside the home were taken into custody for questioning. Former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes this morning in New York City. Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in order to hide hush money payments. Those payments were allegedly to keep potentially damaging stories from going public in the run-up to the 2016 election. Israel-Hamas war protesters have taken over a Columbia University campus building. Scott Pringle reports.
Pro-Palestinian students stormed Hamilton Hall overnight with reports that they turned over desks, smashed windows, and caused other damage. Student Jonas saw it happen.
So they moved outdoor heavy metal tables, blockaded the doors, formed human chains in front, and started protesting.
At this point, it appears Columbia officials have not involved the NYPD. The school is urging people, though, to try and avoid coming to the Morningside Heights campus today because of the protests. Protesters are demanding Columbia divest in Israel. Columbia has refused to meet that demand. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meanwhile, urging Hamas to accept Israel's latest proposal for a ceasefire deal that includes the release of hostages. While in Saudi Arabia Monday, Blinken called the deal, quote, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel, and called on the militant group to quickly accept. A 16-year-old who allegedly fired a gun in a shootout at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory rally will soon find out if he'll be tried as an adult. The teen is charged with felony unlawful use of a weapon in the February incident that saw one woman killed and more than 20 injured. He's expected in court for a hearing today. Today is the deadline for some student borrowers to get debt canceled by consolidating their federal loans. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
The Department of Education is making this one-time payment adjustment. It's part of the Biden administration's effort to forgive nearly $5 billion in student loans. You can check to see if you're eligible at studentaid.gov. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And a new study shows people who have long COVID are more likely to have mental health issues. The study published by the American Medical Association studied over 25,000 U.S. adults with and without long COVID and discovered that long COVID patients were twice as likely to experience depression, anxiety, sleeping disorders, cognitive problems, and disabling fatigue.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics beat the Heat in Game 4, 102-88 last night. Boston now leading the series 3-1, heading into Game 5 with Miami on Wednesday. Tonight is Game 5 for the Boston Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs. Boston leading 3-1, game at TD Garden at 7. And the Red Sox host the San Francisco Giants tonight at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A backdoor cold front responsible for a spot shower or two this morning with gray skies, overcast around 50, mostly cloudy. This afternoon in the mid-50s with a light southeasterly breeze, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight showers will develop in the mid-40s, and then for tomorrow we'll continue with these gray skies, mid-50s with a chance for showers. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Ocean Wine and Spirits Liquors for the largest selection of nips near Fairhaven, now open at 157 Pope's Island in New Bedford. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM SM app.
Look around, could it bring somebody down if I never made a sound again?
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And, you know, I was just talking about the rain, and maybe you want to wear a hat, but I don't know if you've ever felt the need, if you've ever gone to Panera Bread and taken a look at one of their bread bowls and said, you know what, I'd like to wear that on my head. I probably have never had that thought. I'd think I'd like to eat some chowder out of it, but I don't think I'd ever thought, gee, that would make for a great hat. But apparently a lot of people thought that it would, because Panera Bread put a hat on sale featuring their bread bowl, not the real actual bread, but a 3D printed one that looks just like it. It's for the Kentucky Derby. And as you know, the Kentucky Derby, they make up crazy hats for the Derby. And Panera put this one on sale on Monday, a limited edition breadhead hat that combines a 3D printed bread bowl replica with vibrant ostrich feathers, complete with a gold spoon sticking out. Eater, the website Eater, wrote, the hat, quote, kind of looks like a bird tried to make a nest out of stale leftovers. The hats were priced at $21 a piece on the Panera shop website, but sold out as of Monday afternoon. They're taking requests for people that want more if they make more. But they sold out at $21 a piece, these dumb-looking hats that look like a bread bowl. Now, it may be because people want to wear them, maybe because people want to have, you know, Kentucky Derby fever. And you know, a lot of folks, even if they don't go to Churchill Downs, they dress up for the Derby. They have Derby parties. I know people that have Derby parties. People that couldn't care less about horse racing, but they like dressing up in audacious clothes and drinking mint juleps. So why go all the way to Kentucky for that when you can do that at home? But so some of the folks might have been buying it for that reason. Some might have been because the chain offered a $100 Panera gift card for those willing to try 9 new menu items and 12 menu upgrades. So the people who ordered the hat got the gift card that would allow them to try these items. So for $21, that's a good deal. I don't know how many people are actually going to wear the bread hat, but if I see somebody walking around in that, I know to ask them, hey, what'd you think of those new Panera items? You must have tried them, right? Why else would you have bought a bread bowl hat? And as I'm telling this story, I don't think I've ever actually gone to a Panera Bread. I don't think I've ever been in a Panera Bread. I've had it. I buy their soups at the store, but I don't think I've ever actually been in a Panera Bread. I think I've been in the Dartmouth one once, but it was a long time ago. But if I had one of those hats, I'd walk right in wearing it. No, I would never wear a bread bowl hat. We were talking yesterday about how to make a grilled cheese, how to eat a grilled cheese. We didn't think we'd be talking about possibly wearing a grilled cheese, but maybe that's the next evolution of this. What was the sandwich shop? Oh, was it Quiznos? Quiznos was the one that made the big deal about its bread. Was that the one? Quiznos never did this. Quiznos never made you wear a bread bowl or gave you the chance to wear a bread bowl. But yeah, $21. I probably would have ordered it to get the gift card, though. I'll be honest with you. 508-996-0500. So the New Bedford Police Department have not provided any updates that I can see regarding the shooting that happened yesterday. And this was not a shots fired incident. This was a shooting. Someone was actually struck and injured. An arrest was made. And the firearm was recovered. And police said that there was no ongoing threat to the public. But I haven't seen any announcement yet about the arrest, about the circumstances around the situation. I just saw, I had Channel 12 on here in the studio, and they had a reporter outside of police headquarters, but they didn't have any more information. So We'll let you know more about that when we have it, but for right now, you know as much as we know. We also have, at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, aerial story about the changes for New Bedford seniors, for the senior center returning to Buttonwood Park, which I know was a big controversy when they made the change a year ago to take it out of Buttonwood Park. So now that the year has passed and they've been able to take a look at the usage and staffing numbers have increased and they have a better idea of who's using what. Hold on. I thought I was going to sneeze, but I guess I didn't. So the now they've been able to reevaluate that, and they will have, starting May 13th, the senior center programming will return to Buttonwood Park. So did you skip out on those programs? Did you not take part because they were happening in the north end and the south end? Will this make you go back to those programs, or did you adjust and get used to it, and now you have to adjust and get used to it again? 508-996-0500. Right now, though, let me take my next break. We'll be right back.
App.
You know, when I was a kid, I loved that song, but I didn't realize what it was about until I was a little bit older. And Robert Palmer singing, "She Wants to Multiply." I was like, oh. But if you ever saw the cover of the Power Station album, I mean, it's got a nude breast on it. It's just a drawing, but still, I should have known that that's what it was about. Should have known. So there's an article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Can you guess these iconic TV show locations in these Google Street View images? And it's a pretty fun article written by Stephen Lenz, in which they went and found some of these exterior shots that were used for TV shows. And a lot of times, these exterior shots were just, they found a house and they're like, that looks like where this family would live in this sitcom. Let's just take some photos of that. And that's why you always see like the same exterior shot. Never really changes. Then as time progressed and computer imagery got a little bit better, they might digitally alter it a bit. Maybe add some snow for wintertime. But for the most part, you know, the Brady Bunch, you didn't see a whole lot of variety in the exterior shot. I know Cheers used to go like once a season to Boston and film some exterior stuff to use throughout the course of the season, but for the most part, they used the same establishing shots of the outside. And so Stephen went through and found some of these locations. And then put them up there and gave away the real location of where they actually are. So he gives you the shot, and he gives you the explanation as to what show it's from and tells you where it's located. And some of these homes are very iconic. Just for an example, the Golden Girls house, not in Miami. In fact, most of these houses, they would just drive around Los Angeles and say, hey, can we take a photo of your house? And imagine living in one of those houses. And, you know, a lot of them have changed over the years, but imagine if you were living in it at the time, say when the Golden Girls was on and it was your house and people were driving by and like, that looks just like the Golden Girls house, doesn't it? And you secretly know that it is. And then every Saturday night, you're watching your house on national television. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you? That still bugs me with that carnival. It really does. I was thinking about it, and I said, no, the police department should be sufficient, you know, being around the area. And I could see the kids under the age, maybe 13, under 14 years old, being with their parents. I mean, that should happen anyway. They should be with their parents. But the teenagers, you know, that's like a night out for them. There's nothing to do in Dartmouth or anywhere around here, really, unless you're old enough to go to a bar or, you know, something like that. But I don't know. I just don't think it's, I don't know.
I mean, there's things to do. But obviously when a carnival comes, that's something that a lot of kids are going to want to go to. They're going to want to go and take part in that, especially, you know, if they have a job and they've got some extra money and, you know, why not go and have some fun? And I would actually disagree. I would say, you know, I would have no problem dropping a 13-year-old off, a 14-year-old off to spend time with their friends, as long as I was, you know, in the area, if I was at the mall or something.
Right. I mean, it just shows, like, you don't give your kid any trust or anything. I don't know. It just,
Well, and that's the problem. That's what I'm seeing in these comments is there are a lot of people who do give their kids that level of trust, who say, I know that my kid is a good kid and my kid shouldn't be punished because some other kids couldn't behave themselves.
All right. Well, we just dropped off. My nephew's like 15. He goes like on the weekend, like one day to the mall, but he earns his money. And with like one or two friends, they go buy stuff and they go out for lunch somewhere. Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, they'll walk to Applebee's or to Wendy's, you know, just around that area because there really is, there's no buses in Dartmouth at all, any city buses, because they don't come through Dartmouth. And, but, you know, you have to get dropped off somewhere. But you know, your parents really, I don't know, I think they got more things to do than to hang around the carnival.
When I was 14, 15 years old, I didn't want to be seen with my parents or somebody else's parents. I mean, I would go to the mall with my best friend and next door neighbor. I would go with him and his parents to the mall, and then immediately, like, he would be walking from the car into the mall and he'd be giving his parents a lecture. I don't want you to talk to me in the mall. I don't want you to come near me. I'll meet you back here at 8 o'clock and I don't want to see you the whole time. And we'd be walking down the mall, him and I, and his dad would come up to us and we knew exactly what he was going to do. And he'd come up to us in the mall and he'd be like, Patrick, Tim, smell me. And he'd stand there and like waft himself at us because he had just gone to Macy's and tried on every cologne at once.
Right, and a lot of parents would do that, just joking around and stuff like that, but kids get really upset about that.
That's just
but
how he is.
There'll be more fights outside. I think that's funny. But the kids outside, you know, I think that might bring more fights if they had, I don't know, outside, if they had to go by all those rules or they just wouldn't go.
I think that there's going to be some situations where the police are going to be called over to the scene to deal with people who are upset about the policy. That's going to be... That's going to be a problem, but we'll see.
Yeah, I know it. Well, I thought I'd be the first caller today. So
well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Open up a can of worms. See you later. Bye.
And we certainly can. We can open up those worms and maybe even eat some. No. Okay. All right. Anyway, we'll talk more about this carnival policy, mainly because I want to just make sure people know about it. Like, I was going to update the story yesterday. With the information from the Dartmouth police and say, I'm just going to put this in the original story that I wrote. And then I said, you know what? If I write a second story, that increases the likelihood that people might actually see this and know that this is the rule. Because I don't want people showing up and causing a problem at the gates of the carnival because they didn't know about this. So anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. going to do it for this hour. We'll...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.